Rural food banks across Florida are seeing more people come in to get meals due to the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Robbie Gaffney. In Highlands County, poverty was an issue long before the coronavirus, says Mary Foy, board member of the Heartland Food Bank.
So I was acutely aware of the food insecurity issues that we have. And now that, of course, has been further compounded by the COVID situation that we are in.
While the state has entered phase two of reopening, some restaurants and bars are already being forced to close due to rising coronavirus cases. According to the Florida Unemployment Benefits Watch, there are more than 1 million Floridians still waiting for relief.
There's a greater need for food because there are a lot of people out of work, and we have to try to supply that food to help them.
That's Bill Brown, president of the Children's Table, a food bank that distributes food to rural areas across north central Florida. He says demand has increased by 50% to 60% since the pandemic and says he's short on volunteers.
The ones that are here have to work harder and longer and do more.
Help is coming through a grant from the Walmart Foundation. $100,000 is being given to six rural food banks across Florida. That includes the Heartland Food Bank and the Children's Table. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried says that money will go toward improving rural food banks' infrastructure.
Like capacity for storing and serving food, coaching from IFAS specialists on nutritional education.
The grant will also allow the nonprofit Farmer Network to give pre-made produce boxes to banks so they can give them out to families. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.